I thank God every time I remember you. Those words came from Paul, but I know within the church life they came even before Paul, and they're my words now. I thank God every time I remember you. I have some family in California, and I was able to visit them a couple weeks ago, and they were asking me about the leaves in Minnesota. And we know something here in Minnesota. We know something about beauty and the beautiful oranges. A couple weeks ago, and you might have a story just like this, I was driving down one avenue, and this great big maple, which I hardly ever noticed before, great big green maple, all of a sudden had a tuft of yellow in it. Just a spot in it, and it just popped out. And then the next day, the rest of the tree was popping. We know the colors of the seasons. We know the oranges. Not the oranges of summertime. Not those colors that just last way longer than you want. No, the other colors, the beautiful colors of the seasons, which we enjoy them here, and partly because I believe we know that they're precious. Because they'll be here, and then a windy day, and then they'll be stripped bare and on the ground where we can crunch them and enjoy them in our walks. Some trees right now are past, and some are still full green. What a beauty it is. Jesus, God's beloved Son, the eternal Word, was born and lived and died and rose again. He said the kingdom, the realm, the blessings of God are at hand. And we know that if we don't open our eyes, we'll miss them. Jesus once said, well, the Bible says, we love because God first loved us. Before we were born, before we were breathing, God was investing love in us. Before anyone knew your name, God loved you. God loves you now. And because of that, you can love. You can have friendships. You can have romance. You can have cousins that you thoroughly enjoy. And cousins that drive you crazy, but you still are happy to see them. You're able to do that because God loves us first. And we're able to give because God first gives to us. Now, I'm still new here, and I'm learning the rhythm of the church life. And in a few weeks, it'll be Thanksgiving Day. And it's fitting. You know, that wasn't originally a biblical holiday, although it has biblical foundations, Thanksgiving Day. But isn't it fitting that we celebrate a day of thanks soon before we celebrate the birth of Jesus? Not knowing the rhythms of this church, I had hoped and planned to stretch out that thanks all through November. And I still plan to. And then I found out about Consecration Sunday being today. And I thought, what better thing, what more fitting thing to even stretch out thanks one more week? Or do I go this way? Because when we're asked about our giving, we give because God first gives to us. But I wanted to begin this time together with thankful hearts. There's a video I would like you to see, and it's not complicated, but it is rich. It is so rich that we should have passed out a glass of milk for each of you to sip along the way. You know, it's like that thick, thick frosting. It's good. There's a tiny bit of nose picking in the video. I apologize for that. So be ready. Don't be alarmed. But this video, I've watched this video 5 times this last week, and it's been meaningful to me. And it's, you can't just take it all in one sitting. So if you're connected to this church with your email, by this afternoon, you'll have a copy of this. And if you don't, if you're not connected to this church by email, tug on my robe or something afterwards, and I want you to have this. I want you to see it again. There's not much more I can say other than just settle in and watch this.
Shows that you just better pretend, and when you explore, you get more imagination than you already had, and when you get more imagination, it makes you want to go deeper in so you can get more and see beautifuler things. Like it could, the path, if it's a path, it could lead you to a beach or something, and it could be beautiful.
You think this is just another day in your life? It's not just another day. It's the one day that is given to you today. It's given to you. It's a gift. It's the only gift that you have right now. And the only appropriate response is gratefulness. If you do nothing else but to cultivate that response to the great gift that this unique day is, if you learn to respond as if it were the first day in your life, and the very last day, then you will have spent this day very well. Begin by opening your eyes and be surprised that you have eyes you can open. That incredible array of colors that is constantly offered to us for pure enjoyment. Look at the sky. We so rarely look at the sky. We so rarely note how different it is from moment to moment with clouds coming and going. We just think of the weather. And even of the weather, we don't think of all the many nuances of weather. We just think of good weather and bad weather. This day, right now, is unique weather. Maybe a kind that will never exactly in that form come again. The formation of clouds in the sky will never be the same that is right now. Open your eyes, look at that. Look at the faces of people whom you meet. Each one has an incredible story behind their face. A story that you could never fully fathom. Not only their own story, but the story of their ancestors. We all go back so far. And in this present moment, on this day, all the people you meet all that life from generations and from so many places all over the world flows together and meets you here like a life-giving water if you only open your heart and drink. Open your heart to the incredible gifts that civilization gives to us. You flip a switch and there is electric light. You turn a faucet and there is warm water and cold water and drinkable water. It's a gift that millions and millions in the world will never experience. So these are just a few of an enormous number of gifts to which we can open your heart. And so I wish you that you will open your heart to all these blessings and let them flow through you, that everyone whom you will meet on this day will be blessed by you. Just by your eyes, by your smile, by your touch, just by your presence. Let the gratefulness overflow into blessing all around you. And then it will really be a good day.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless God's holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and do not forget all God's benefits. Who forgives your iniquity? Who heals your diseases? Who redeems your life from the pit? Who crowns you with steadfast love and mercy? Who satisfies you with good as long as you live, so that your youth is renewed like eagles? The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in steadfast love. God will not always accuse, nor will God keep his anger forever. God does not deal with us according to our sins, nor repay us according to our iniquities. For as the heavens are high above the earth, so great is God's steadfast love towards those who fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far God removes our transgressions from us. The steadfast love of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. The Lord has established his throne in the heavens, and God's kingdom rules over all. Bless the Lord, O you God's angels, you mighty ones who do God's bidding, obedient to God's spoken word. Bless the Lord, all you God's hosts, God's ministers that do God's will. Bless the Lord, all God's works in all places of God's dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Jesus, who was born, who even before was born was the eternal Word of God, was born and lived and blessed and died and rose again and lives. Jesus said that the blessings of God, the realm of God, the gifts of God, the kingdom of God is at hand. We know something in Minnesota about beauty. We know something about the turning leaves, and the seasons. And I invite you from now through Thanksgiving to a season of thankfulness. And on this day, which is Consecration Sunday, I invite you to consecrating with a thankful heart. On this new member Sunday, I invite our membering and remembering with thankful hearts, and know that we are thankful for you. Right now, because of what you chose, this church is different than it was a week ago. And if anybody asks you what church you go to, say, I go to that different church. And we do. And we are different, and hopefully we'll be different tomorrow and the next day as we grow in God's love, as we grow in using the talents and blessed gifts God has given us. We are so thankful for the whole body of Christ. And tomorrow and the next day and the day after that, as you go and do your friending and working and sleeping and waking and driving, may you do it enjoying with the gift of thanks. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.